Mini episode 901 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 901 in our preview of NFL Week 9. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 5-8 last week, 2-1 on my big three, and 0-1 on my lock pick, bringing me to 59-57, 13-11, and 4-4 on the year in those categories. Six teams are on the bye this week: Cleveland, Minnesota, Chicago, Pittsburgh, the LA Chargers, and New England. Leave it to the Browns to find a way to lose the bye week, though, first by agreeing to an idiotic trade with Cincinnati, and then only being saved from it happening by their own incompetence. On Thursday night, the Rex Ryan Bowl kicks off at the Meadowlands with the home Jets laying the obligatory cliche field goal to Buffalo down from 3.5. With two unreliable passing games, give credence to the fact that the Bills are better in the trenches, both at running and stopping the run. We'll make our pick on that basis. On Sunday, the Bucks try to salvage their season if they still can in a divisional tilt at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, getting a touchdown. That's a lot for a desperate team who's been underachieving for far too long at this point. We're on Tampa Bay. In the Steve McNair Bowl, the Ravens come to Music City, getting a field goal down from 4.5. Mariota's had a chance to get healthier coming off of the bye, but even still, the Titans may not have to rely on him as much because of their ability to run and Baltimore's struggles against the run. Take the home team. In a battle of two teams headed in dramatically different directions this year, the Rams come to the Meadowlands, laying a field goal down from 3.5. If New York could run the ball, they could exploit an opening with LA, but they can't. As such, these two teams will continue on their respective paths this weekend. When the Bengals travel to Jayville, they gotta be thinking, if only we were in the AFC South. They wouldn't be nearly the marginal playoff team that they are in the North. They're getting 5.5 up from 2. Oddly enough, though, they have something of an opportunity, as the Jags may present a good matchup in terms of getting their running game untracked, so we'll take the points. Remember when the Colts were an insurmountable hurdle for Houston? That seems like it was a while ago. Luckless Indy travels to face the Texans, getting 13.5 up from 11.5. With Deshaun Watson, we'd have been on Houston. Without him, we are not. In the brutal NFC South, there's increasingly little margin for error for the Falcons and Panthers, who square off in Charlotte in a pick'em game. Call this one a gut pick. Atlanta's going to need a signature win to kick off the second half run that we think is coming, and we think it comes here, so take them. South Philly's always a perilous place if you want to avoid getting mugged, and these days it's equally perilous to come in without a quarterback, as the Broncos are doing, so it's no wonder that they're getting 7.5 up from 7. It's also equally perilous to put any faith in Brock Osweiler, but both teams feel like they're due for at least a slight reversal of fortune. You'd have to be insane to pick Denver to win, but a backdoor will be the selection. Arizona doesn't have Carson Palmer anymore, and all of a sudden San Fran has Jimmy G. Advantage to the Niners at quarterback? You wouldn't have said that a few weeks ago. The Cards are a very short road fave at -1. It's hard to like either team at all, but zone is on the bye and the Niners have flux at QB, so we'll reluctantly take the Desert Birds. The cities that tussled over the 1978 and 1979 NBA championships tussle again in the Pacific Northwest when the Hawks lay 8 up from 6 to the Redskins. These defenses have been statistically similar, but Seattle was much more successful at bending without breaking. Combine that with having the far more dynamic quarterback and we'll be on the Seahawks. Now for the big three. Fun fact: the Kansas City Chiefs spent their first three seasons, 1960 to 1962, as the Dallas Texans, sharing the Cotton Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys. These old ancestral stadium mates meet up again when Kansas City comes back to Dallas in a pick'em game that opened with them getting a point. With Zeke, the Cowboys could hope to exploit the Chiefs on the ground, but without him that won't happen, so we're on Kansas City. Old Dolphins fans will never forgive nor forget the Sea of Hands game in the 1974 playoffs. The quest for vengeance kicks off in South Florida on Sunday night, with the Raiders laying a field goal up from 2.5. Revenge is going to be a lot harder to come by now that Adam Gase has blown up the backfield, though, and as a matter of fact, it's not going to come here. Now for the 1,000-star, gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 9. For a fading Detroit team and a Green Bay squad predictably floundering without Aaron Rodgers, Monday night has the feel of a knockout clash. Two teams enter the cage, one team leaves. The figurative cage in this case is Lambeau, where the Lions are laying one in a game that opened as a pick'em. The betting public probably sees accurately that this is a chance for the hot and cold Detroit run game to get it going, which they will do and route to a cover. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.